A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning, and what a lovely sunny morning it is.
It is indeed, that's for sure, it is indeed. And just with that in mind, Tony, there's a bit of a debate going on about the Rose of Tralee this morning, and I know we've talked about this on the programme, a number of listeners getting in touch whenever they need a break from, I suppose, the realities of the real world and the troubles out there. It's kind of been filtrated into someone suggesting, a columnist suggesting, that the Rose of Tralee needs to be more hard-hitting, women need to talk about, you know, serious women's issues, it's all very safe. But I suppose there's an argument as well for just, I suppose, being more gentle.
Having a bit of fun,
A bit of a time out, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Is that
absolutely
part of it, you think?
I mean, the world is full of war and rumours of war, as the thing the Bible says. It's very good to have something like that in the town. Yeah,
certainly is. A bit of a break, a bit of a time out before you get back into September, back to school and back to the realities of life, I suppose. We have a query from a listener here we're going to start with this morning. And anyone gets your queries into Tony now on any of our numbers, by the way. One of my adult daughters and I have always been very close. We've both confided in each other frequently. Recently, in the course of a discussion, she exploded at me and accused me of being brutally honest with her and upsetting her. She said, I make her feel guilty about things and that I take everything out of her. I'm shocked. I thought it was okay to tell her what's upsetting me. I'm confused now and do not know what to do.
That's not an uncommon sort of situation. What I'd say here to this lady, I presume a lady, is it's great to have someone to talk to. Very important. But there's a big, but be careful not to overload people close to you, especially family, with whatever's going on in your life, or, you know, because sometimes, you know, we tend to do that, actually. The people closest to us are the ones that get the rubbish, as it were, emptied all over them. And it can, you know, if they're a bit uptight over something and, you know, they can't handle it, and very often people can't handle that sort of stuff, they will explode. Now, it's short-term and it'll wear off, but you don't want to be doing it on a regular basis. So, you know, deal or try to deal with your own problems as much as you can by yourself, but also if you need to talk out serious stuff, then, you know, pick someone outside of the family, someone, you know, ideally, if you have real sort of depression-y kind of stuff, you need to talk to a counsellor.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you're using family to do that sort of counselling work, you're inviting problems. You're bringing problems which shouldn't be there into the family. That's not to say that you'd occasionally mention problems or the lesser problems. You know, you have an argument with a neighbour or the dog is acting up or whatever. That sort of stuff isn't too bad. But if it gets a bit deeper and you get more emotional, it can cause major problems in a family. So my advice is think about it. A good idea is always to write down the things that are bothering you.
Yes, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, and then after, you know, a week or so of you writing them down, analyse what you wrote down, because a week later you'll have a different perspective and you can actually do a fair bit of self-analysis that way. It's called journaling, that's the official name for it. And it's a very good way of getting rid of that sort of rubbish. But don't dump it on your family. That's my advice.
Yeah. Just be careful. And it's fine to share things and to look for support. I'm sure she's got support off from her daughter, gets support off her, but not to overburden if it is becoming too much, because it takes an emotional toll, those sort of heavy discussions.
Yeah, if they're frequent, you know, people will stop coming. Your daughter will stop visiting you, and you know, that you don't want. So, my advice would be, initially anyway, just literally over a couple of days, write down what's bothering you. Everything that's bothering you. Make a sort of, not a list, but write down your feelings about it. And then put them away for a week or so, and then take them out and analyze them. sometime you have an hour or two, you know, where you will be not disturbed, and you can really analyze then what was going through your mind a week ago. You'll find shifts in it, and that's what you're looking for, because we're never the same. We're not the same person year on year. We think we are. We carry a lot of memories, but by God, do we change down the times. And, you know, that little shift in a week will give you a different angle on it, and it'll help you to, as it were, at least analyse what's going on for you.
Yeah, okay, and that's an important point to put out about it. Okay, Tony, we have another query that's coming to us here from a listener. It says, at times I've been put down as being grumpy and unsociable, especially when at family outings. When I think about outings, I really would prefer not to have to go out and spend time talking small talk in a public place where I don't really feel totally comfortable. Then there's also spending a lot of money on food I don't really like in some hotel or restaurant. I suppose that attitude shows up when I am out. Should I decline to go the next time? Is my question. Should I opt out of these occasions?
Well, I'd say be careful about opting out, but do maybe occasionally opt out. But I do sympathise with your point of view, and, you know, I'm not great myself in certain setups anyway, especially noisy ones like the festival. You know, I will avoid eating out in hotels during the festival because of the, you know, the sheer background noise and the push and the, you know, it doesn't suit me. And that's probably the way you are. However, don't, you know, allow yourself to be, you know, corralled into going to every outing that the family is having. You could, you know, make an excuse every now and again. But as I say, the families are very important and family events are very important. But if they're happening more than once every 2 months or 3 months or something like that, you know, you have a particularly outgoing type of family, and you could refuse the odd one, but be careful, as I say, that you don't, as I say, distance yourself from the family, because that sort of situation very often ends up into somebody corralling themselves off.
Yes.
And you find somebody literally has almost built a fence around themselves. They're sitting in their armchair and you can literally see the fence around them. Stay away from me.
I'm not interested in talking. I'm not happy to be here.
Yeah. And if you find yourself being a bit down like that, I perfectly understand, you know, not wanting to be in noisy, expensive places and stuff like that. I can identify with that totally. But if you are generally, you know, a bit, you know, unsociable, you need to ask yourself a few questions, really. You know, why am I, you know, being unsociable? Maybe you're not unsociable. Maybe you're perfectly, you know, valid in your point of view with regards to the family. But don't take it out in the family. Be very diplomatic and very careful, because you can isolate yourself and isolate themselves from you.
Yeah.
So you could end up feeling very isolated in your own family. So, yeah, that's what I would suggest you do, rather than, you know, taking, you know, on board and getting humped about it and that sort of thing. You know, think about it.
Okay. Tony, there's a query in here from a listener who says, I've met someone really nice. However, I'm worried about what they will think of my relationship with my family. They're extremely cold and distant emotionally. However, outside of the home, they're different people. I have to distance myself from them throughout the years due to how they treat me. I worry I'm the one that would seem cold and distant to them, and this person may think I'm the problem. However, my family put on an act in front of other people.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are families that evolve that way. And they're, as I say, they're one person on the street and another person inside their front door.
Yeah.
And if your family is like that, there's nothing much you can do with them or for them. If, however, your point of view is slightly bent, and I'm not saying it is, but if, you know, you're taking a particularly kind of focused point of view, question yourself about that, you know, and question your friends about yourself. Now, only close friends, of course. But you could sort of, you know, do you find me a bit standoffish or whatever, you know, that sort of thing.
I guess the worry would be that if they explained it to the person, that this is my issue with my family, just to let you know, this is how I experience them. And I don't want to come across that I'm uncaring about my family members. I suppose if explained to this person in this relationship, then that would maybe give them the ability to judge for themselves what's going on. Tony.
Yeah, you have to be careful in how you
outline
it.
Yeah.
Because everybody will take a quick outline like that in their own experience.
Yes.
And if their experience is one way, it'll go one way, and then it's possible to go completely the other way as well. So, your point of view is perfectly valid, yeah. Give some sort of very loose sort of explanation, you know, that your family are a bit strange with people or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something very, very sort of wide and bland, but we will warn them, you know, that there is something going on, and they'll back off then, you know.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. Tony, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. One listener says, regarding the discussion on the radio, if someone has a problem and doesn't want to burden their family members, they should consider counselling or take it to their GP, not bottle it up. Writing down the problem can work in certain circumstances, but not all. I think that's all the points that Tony was making in relation to that. If it's more serious, then maybe consider professional help.